News coming out of Washington this morning, a former National Security Agency employee who was charged with leaking classified information has brokered a plea deal just days before his trial was set to begin. Thomas Drake pleaded guilty to a minor misdemeanor charge of exceeding authorized use of a computer. Now, he had faced a possible 35 years in prison if convicted of felony charges originally under the Espionage Act. And the larger story here is aggressive prosecution of leakers by the Obama administration, who has been talking about increasing government transparency, all the while cracking down on what it sees as leakers like Thomas Drake. Well, the government has backed off, apparently. Joining us is Jane Mayer, author of The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals. She's also staff writer for The New Yorker, and she's written about the Drake case. Jane, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Just to start off, could you please let's just reprise the Drake case, how we got to this plea deal, what he was charged with and why. Thomas Drake saw himself as a whistleblower, not a spy.
That's right. And he was about to go on trial on Monday, and he was going to face 10 felony charges and 35 years in prison, which probably would have been for the rest of his life because he's in his 50s. And the case stems from his having gone to a reporter finally in about 2006 after he felt he'd exhausted all other means and methods of complaining about what he saw as gross legal problems inside the NSA. And so the problems he was talking about were huge wastes of money, almost $2 billion spent on a program that resulted in nothing but a bunch of schematic drawings. And in some ways, more importantly, he was one of the early critics of the massive domestic spying program that was eventually revealed by the New York Times. And he was not a source to the New York Times, and he did not play a part in revealing that spy program. But what he did do was, after that story came out, he made clear to the Baltimore Sun that it was possible for the government to have gotten the same intelligence information without spying on Americans that way. There were ways that they could have done it, getting warrants, he believed.
Jane Mayer, essentially what you wrote about in The New Yorker was that Thomas Drake was one of several people at NSA and other security agencies who were concerned over what they saw as what you just described, a colossal waste of money. Meanwhile, the FBI was going after aggressively the leaker who gave the New York Times the story about warrantless domestic wiretapping. He got caught up in an investigation he had nothing to do with, but then got charged in a surprising way under the Espionage Act, basically the Obama administration calling Thomas Drake not a whistleblower or a leaker to the Baltimore Sun, but a spy.
Right, and that's why this case, I think, was especially important as a test. What we were looking at was the Justice Department going after news sources, in this case, of somebody who was a critic of the national security bureaucracy, and treating them as spies, which is perhaps the gravest kind of charge you can bring against an American citizen. And so it really tested the right of the public to know about what the government's doing behind closed doors against the national security apparatus's assertion that these are state secrets and they need to stay secret.
And the broader issue, which I mentioned in the intro, Jane Mayer, was concern over the aggressiveness with which the Obama administration has been going after leakers. Some call them whistleblowers. Of course, it's a question of how you view them, while at the same time saying that more than any other administration, they value transparency. So are we to believe now that the government is backing off on its aggressive prosecution of leakers? What do we draw here?
I mean, the government was given – this is a huge setback for the Justice Department. I mean, they were just plain routed in this settlement here, in this plea agreement. I mean, they were making this into a huge mountain, and they ended up not even with a molehill. I mean, it's probably an anthill that he finally pled guilty to. So I you would think that this would require them urge them to review some of these cases and think about whether or not they were overblown. But basically what the larger context is that the national security community, and I'm talking to you from Washington, in Washington, thinks that it's suffering from a barrage of leaks. The WikiLeaks story in particular is really upsetting the national security people here, and they want to, they've been pushing the Justice Department very hard to prosecute leakers and try to set make an example of them. And so Obama's administration has fairly surprisingly gone along with this in a big way, and there are currently five leak prosecutions, including the Drake one. Five leak prosecutions are more leak prosecutions than every other previous administration combined, and they're five
fifth
in this.
Before we leave what you're just talking about, Jane Mayer is a staff writer for The New Yorker, author of The Dark Side, Inside Story of How the War on Terror Turned into a War on American Ideals. And what we're talking about here is the case against Thomas Drake, who is charged with leaking classified information but now pled guilty to a minor misdemeanor charge. And Jane, let me ask you, if it is true, if the Washington, D.C. is correct that we're getting more and more leaks than ever before, if that's true, then perhaps these prosecutions aren't the way to fix that. Maybe there is some other mechanism by which the Justice Department or the military department can fix the leaks.
Well, I think one way to fix the leaks is to have legal policies that can withstand public scrutiny and not waste billions of dollars. I mean, the reason you get leakers is you've got critics inside. And if the policies are bad, people are going to talk about it in this country.
It's an interesting take. And indeed, you know, just to reprise this, Jane Mayer, Thomas Drake's whole point was not that he was a leaker per se of classified information, but that he was a whistleblower of waste on a program that may have been classified, but that he never shared details of classified information, right?
Waste, and tremendous money waste, and also he thought that the surveillance program, the domestic surveillance program in America without court warrants, he thought was unconstitutional, and he wanted to try to bring some attention to it.
And there were several other people in the national security apparatus who agreed with him. He was part of a whole team that complained to the intelligence community there. Jane Mayer, author of The Dark Side, The Inside Story of How the War on Terror Turned into the War on Ideals, also reported in The New Yorker on the Thomas Drake case. Thomas Drake has pleaded guilty to a minor misdemeanor charge instead of facing 10 felony counts under the Espionage Act. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.